This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There will always be turbulence. Wherever there is da'wah, there will always be turbulence. The topic today is da'wah in turbulent times. And the reality is, whenever there is da'wah, there will always be turbulence. And I'm not talking about the turbulence that makes us observe the da'wah. I'm talking about a turbulence that comes to light as a result of saying La ilaha illallah, as a result of saying Muhammadur Rasulullah, as a result of inviting to this noble article of faith. As a result of this, there will be turbulence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this understanding. And this is manifestly clear from the first messenger that came to the face of this earth. Who was the first messenger that came to the face of this earth? Nuh alayhi salam. The first prophet was Adam alayhi salam. But the first messenger was Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam was troubled by his people. When he called them towards Allah. When he observed this da'wah. And Nuh alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a surah dedicated to Nuh alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about a complaint that Nuh alayhi salam made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, in surah, the surah of Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about how these people complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. He says, oh my Rabb, oh my Rabb, indeed, I have invited my people day and night, day and night. And my propagation and my da'wah did not generate anything from them except that they dispersed from me and they went further away from me. And then he goes on to say, وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ. Every time that I invited them, جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. They took their fingers and put it in their ears so that they didn't hear what I was saying. And did they do that only? No. What did they do after? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he said, وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. Nuh alayhi salam says that then they covered their eyes with their garments just in case their lip read what I was saying. They didn't want to hear what I was saying and they didn't even want to see my mouth moving. This is what my people did to me. And don't forget, my dear brothers and sisters, that Nuh alayhi salam lived for far longer than just 60 to 70 years. And even though the scholars have differed as to how long he lived, our scholars rahmatullahi alayhim teach us that he was sent to his people for 1,000 years minus 50. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in his book, 950 years. Imagine doing this da'wah for so long. And in turbulent times, facing the difficulties that his people were doing to them. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Nuh alayhi salam. And then we have Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best person to have walked the face of this earth, the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses. Allah creates and Allah chooses. Wallahu yakhluqu ma yasha'u wa yakhtar. Allah creates and He gives a precedence to parts of His creation over others. Yes, He created mankind and He chose His anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam and made them more special than the rest. And from His anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, He chose the ulul azmi min ar-rusul, the prophets of absolute resolution. Five prophets, Nuh alayhi salam, and Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah from amongst His prophets chose five and gave them a higher status than the rest. And from these five, Allah chose two prophets, Ibrahim alayhi salam and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and gave them a station above the rest and termed them Khalilullah. He termed them both Khalilullah. And from these two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose one and He raised him and gave him a rank far higher than the rest. And that was our Prophet Muhammad, the son of Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us neighbors to him in Jannah. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. This man, as you heard by Shaykh Ismail before me, he went through a turbulent time inviting his people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had to see as well the Muslims that accepted Islam being persecuted. Imagine the emotional stress on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine the mental burden on the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That here there are people who I am responsible for. I am responsible for them. The family of Ammar ibn Yasir, assassinated in broad daylight amidst the Quraysh, just because of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And before that assassination, they were severely tortured. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to see this, knowing that these people are getting and receiving what they're getting because they've said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, because they have answered my call. Imagine how difficult this was on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I know many a time when we discuss the harms that were given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we talk about the many incidents that we heard in the first talk. And yes, we must talk about them and they're important, but we also need to understand that there was another difficulty Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to endure, and that was seeing his beloved believers, who were a handful in number, going through this persecution, going through this torture. He himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was persecuted. You heard earlier about Ta'if. And after Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked. He was asked, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was the most difficult day of your life? It must have been Uhud. Surely it must have been Uhud. And he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remembers that time before migration to Medina. After being sanctioned for 3 years, no food, no drink, no medicine, him and those who accepted the message. He remembered the burden he had to feel as a result of seeing them suffer. And then after that sanction, he lost his beloved wife Khadija radiallahu anha. And he loses his supporter, Abi Talib. He loses his supporter as well, known as the year of sorrow. Or it happened in 1 year, which was known as the year of sorrow. He remembers that after that, subhanAllah, he doesn't say that was the difficult time. He remembers that after that he had to go to Taif. And he says that my hardest, most difficult day in this da'wah was Taif. Was Taif. Was Taif, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had to go through difficulty. This teaches us that this da'wah is synonymous with turbulence, my dear brothers and sisters. Whoever calls towards good, whoever calls towards Allah, intending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then my message to you is fasten your seatbelts, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. This is the reality. If you sincerely call to Allah, get ready. Don't think it's going to be easy. You have to persevere. You have to be patient. And you have to be patient against the harm that will come to you. And that is why our scholars, rahmatullahi alayhim, them too as well, they understood the patience that one requires when you do this da'wah. Imam Ahmad.